North Korea sends two U.S. citizens home. Child traffickers meet their match in the Caribbean. And eight women missionaries are helping when nobody else will. That's today on Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. North Korea released the last two Americans from prison, one of them Pastor Kenneth Bai. They're back on home soil now. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says everybody's wondering the same thing.
What is North Korea's game? What are they trying to gain?
Regardless of the political games, there are two things to focus on. One, the release is a welcome relief. And two,
there are still thousands of North Korean Christians in prison camps in North Korea. Their names are not known. Their stories have not been told. No international government is really pressing for their release. So they are the people that we need to continue to pray for. And where we have opportunity, we need to continue to have a voice for them.
There are discouraged Christians hiding deep underground. As for others, VOM works with a partner who shares the gospel via radio, balloon drops, and ministry packs. Will you pray that the material gets into the right hands? Also,
we need to pray that they will grab a hold of it and really see the truth of the gospel.
Next, a year ago this week, Typhoon Haiyan swept across the Philippines, destroying thousands of lives. Though tragedy struck, hope came. With the help and donations of thousands, Advancing Native Mission sent in 12 typhoon relief mission teams. Teams have already helped over 10,000 families by handing out relief and food items and hundreds of Bibles, giving them faith in God. But survivors still need help. To find out how you can get involved, go to our website. This is Mission Network News. We're uncovering a secret that might surprise you. Family Christian store Steve Biondo says one of the world's largest child trafficking hubs is only a hop, skip, and a jump from the southern U.S. coastline.
800 Haitian children are trafficked across the border every month, and traffickers charge just an average of $80 per head to sell these children to brothel owners.
That's why Family Christian and Destiny Rescue are teaming up to save innocent lives in the Dominican Republic. They're starting an operation that will rescue trafficked kids, restore their childhoods, and introduce them to Jesus. You can find more details at missionnetworknews.org.
Over $32,000 has already been raised by the employees of Family Christian stores and our vendor partners. And now we need another $150 to fund fully 2 years of operation.
Catch our report next week to learn a simple yet special way that you can help Family Christian reach their goal. In other news, do you ever feel looked down upon when you're out of your element? Lorella Rouster of Every Child Ministry says the Karamojong of Uganda move into urban areas when pastoral life becomes unsustainable.
Coming to the city really is not good for them. They're pastoral people. They're not adapted to city life. They're experts in their own field, in everything related to cattle. They are experts.
They're mistreated and have no skills to survive in the urban jungle. Rouster says,
they have been on our hearts for a long time, and we've been helping mothers and children in the city of Kampala that end up there as beggars on the streets.
This month, ECM has a team assessing how they can address this issue at its root, the homelands of Karamojo. Here are some ways that you can be praying for them.
Pray for God's clear direction, that we will just agree and see together what it is that God really wants us to do. And then also pray that God will open the hearts of the Karamojong to the truth of the gospel in greater numbers than has been true so far.
And when no one else was willing, eight women from Sisters of Compassion rolled up their sleeves and got their hands dirty. Gospel for Asia reports the South Asian village didn't have running water or toilets, and garbage was everywhere. The team focused on being part of the community, showing the people God's love. Working with villagers, the women educated them on health, hygiene, and happiness. For more information on their impact, visit our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University. Christian Aid Mission is offering the free book, Finishing the Task. It features stories of Native missionaries making impact for Christ in their own country. The book chronicles 9 modern-day heroes of faith, all working in their own neighborhoods. Get your free copy of Finishing the Task at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.